Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. I'm so honored to get to stand up here behind this pulpit and preach what God has given me. I've been, like Brother Grissom said, I've been here since I was the age of 6 and 23. So 17 years I have been in this church. And I remember at the age of, I'm not going to try to take too long, but at the age of, I think I was 10 or 11, we went to a youth rally. I think it was in Gunbarrel. And I don't know the preacher name. All I remember is his car. He had a gold Lexus. And I remember his car. And I told Brother Davis, the pastor that used to be here when I got back on the bus, I said, I want to be a preacher one day. He said, seriously? I'm like, yes, I want to be a preacher. And I always said I want to be a preacher and pastor a church in Chicago. I don't know why Chicago, but it's just something about, I guess, that city. I ain't never been to Chicago. I would love to go one day, but I've always wanted to become a pastor and start a church in Chicago. And I believe one day that dream will come true. So I'm just keep putting God first in my life, and He'll keep making a way. Hallelujah. Well, if you have your Bibles, you can turn to Acts 2 and 17. Amen. When you get to say amen. Amen. And it says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Verse 18, and on my manservant and on my maidservant, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Verse 19, I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Verse 20, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. It shall come to pass that whosoever call on his name shall be saved. In these next 3 minutes, I want to go back up to verse 17. That's where I want to take my message and my text from. In the last days, God will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. Let's go to the Lord and ask Him to have His way this morning. We worship, Lord bless you, you can be seated. The title of this message that God given me and everything, when Brother Grissom told us about it, I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready or not. And I prayed about it, and I went and talked to him about it Wednesday, and he was like, God would give you something. And I think it was Wednesday night or Thursday, one of the two, I was talking to a friend on the phone, and she goes to a church in Florida, Brother Urshan Church, and was talking about some scriptures, and this scripture came to mind. I'm like, okay, no, God, is this what you want to give me? And I prayed on it that night, woke up Friday morning, and scripture was still on my mind. I'm like, you know what? I believe this is what you want me to preach on. But the title of it is Wake Up. That's what I want to preach to y'all guys, or talk to y'all guys about for the next minute. Church, I'm just going to get to the point. I'm sorry, because I don't have that much time. But we're living in the last days. This world is not getting any better, any easier, nothing. You can see the signs of the time. For mention, the economy. I don't know how many people has lost jobs, homes, been just turmoil, just separated because of the economy. We're living in the last days. There's nothing that's going to get this world better except when that man come back. I believe that if we put God first in everything we do, like Brother Bacon always tell us in youth, and it's drilled in my head now, like he always tell us in Matthew 6:33, if you seek God and you put God first in everything you do, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the situation is, at the end, God will provide. Nowadays, I'm not talking about the church, but people I work with, I hear them talk about, you know, I want to be used of God, but I don't get in everybody's business, so I just try to stay to my own little section. But it irks me, they say, I want to be used of God, but are you willing, and is you making yourself available? God will use you if you put yourself out there and say, God, here I am, you know, I'm ready. For years, I knew I have had a calling on my life to preach, and for years I've ran. I'm not going to tell no story. I knew at the age of 16 that I was called to the ministry, but I ran for years, and I'm 23, and it's finally catching up with me. I'm getting old, and it's finally catching up with me. And one night over, I think we was having a great service, and I always stand over here and pray, and I prayed a simple prayer. God, I know I've been running for so long, and I have, and I'm like, you know, I'm ready to be used by you. What can I do? What do I need to do? And he just spoke to me and said, give yourself to me. Give me your heart. Give me your mind. Let me use you in the way I want to use you. And after I did that, I started working with the youth group. I never thought I would get to work with a bunch of young people that's so awesome and talented. And then Brother Bacon, when he asked me, I'm like, wow, honestly, KB? And I was privileged and everything. And, you know, to work with the young people and be a part of their lives is phenomenal. But you have to make yourself available. God is not just going to pour out his spirit upon you and you don't give nothing back. You have to put yourself, you have to make yourself available. You have to put yourself out there and say, God, I'm going to step out on faith. No matter what the situation is, no matter what I'm going through, the devil, he will come against you. He will come against you a lot. And for these past couple of months, it's been hard around our house. My mom being in and out of the hospital, and it's like, man, what's next? We took her back. She had some blood clots on her heart, and it was like, okay, Lord, you know, what do we need to do? It's like, what's next? And my sisters and all of them, they were upset. They were scared she was going to pass away, and I was too, because that's my mother, and I love her dearly. But I said, you know what, God? I can't do nothing about it. The doctors, they went to school for it. They really can't do nothing about it. It's in your hand. If you see it's time for her to go, you'll make a way. And when the doctors came back in and told us, you know, we did some more x-rays and we don't see no more blood clots, that's faith. That's faith. So I believe that God heard my little simple prayer standing out in Mother Francis Hospital parking lot in Tyler, Texas. And I believe you heard my prayer and said, God, if it's her time, it's her time. I'm not going to be mad. I thank you for the years you've given her, but I would love to have a little more longer with her because I miss her cooking. But that's faith. And another thing that irks me sometimes, and I'm sorry if I sound blunt, is that we'll come to church. I love the services we are having here. I mean, God is doing awesome things in this house. I mean, it's tremendously. If you got family and friends, bring them on. I got family that lost, and I tell them all the time. My mom, she's always telling me, I will come one day. I will come one day. And I told her, I said, I'm preaching this morning. She's like, that's good. She's like, but I can't make it this morning. I'm not feeling good. And I understand because she's sickly and all that, so I'm not going to pressure, but I believe one day she will be up here. Her, my sisters, my dad, everybody. I believe one day they will come. I hope it ain't to hear me preach, just come to church and see what God has to offer. But what gets me, we come to church sometimes, like Brother Jim Tony said at HYC, and I'm not trying to preach his sermon or nothing, but that Friday night, he preached on the supernatural. And like you said, we come to church so many times. Oh, thanks, bro. You're a lifesaver. Sorry. Yeah. Thank you. But like you said, we come to church. It was on Friday night of HYC, and it when he said it, it dawned on me. I'm like, you know, you're so true. He said, we come to church so many times, and we just sit around and clap our hands and praise the Lord and everything. He said, but if you want to see an outbreak in your town, you want to see an outbreak in your youth group, if you want to see an outbreak in your church, stop sitting around and procrastinating and waiting for God to do that outbreak. Get up. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, get up. It takes one to start a revival. Get up and make a move. Make yourself available. Be willing. And I'm like, you know, that is so true. That is so true. You know, we come to church and we sit around. We let the things that happen outside the church affect our worship. And plenty of times I've got off work, mad at them kids because I work with the school. So one of them kids will say something to me and I'm like, just want to grab him by the neck, but I can't. And get mad, and it's like, ooh, that whole day, my day just like, just went down a drain. And I would come to church and sit back there, and on Wednesday nights, I mean, we have great services. I mean, God's got to be moving. And I sit back there and just, you know, clap my hands. Hallelujah. But it dawned on me. You know what? If I want to see an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in this church, if I want to see chains broken, bondage broken in my life, in my family life, things that's holding us back, while everybody else getting their blessing, I'm missing out. I need to be a part of that blessing and get what God has for me. Amen. Hallelujah. God, we worship you. In 2 Chronicles, I'm almost finished. I'm not a long-winded person, I promise. But in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, I think, yeah, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive them of their sins and heal their land. If you want God to bless you abundantly, put aside everything that's hindering you. Put aside the thoughts that comes through your mind. Like Brother Cody last night said about, you know, the music that's worldly. Yes, you can be walking in the mall and you hear a song pop on and you're not intending to sing it, but you're walking just and boom. It's like, okay, you know, I'm not, you know, meaning to sing that song, but you can, it just pops up. You know, put aside stuff like that. You know, don't worship that. Them are bad spirits that's coming against you. God will use you in the way that he wants to use you. You know, if you want to see everything in this church, it has been said for years. Let me back up. I've been here for years, and I've heard them preachers come in and say, this church is going to have an outpouring of a Holy Ghost revival. You know, and I believe it. I really do. I believe it's going to happen in Canton, but we have to make ourselves available. In Psalms 91 and 1, and I'm not trying to steal your message, bro, but it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. If we seek God's face and we come before the throne room, we ask God to have your way, and we get in that, find you a little corner at your house, your job, even at your car on your way to work, or even on the school bus like me when we're leaving out to go pick up the kids, you know, go to the back and kneel down and say, God, I need you. I need you to pour out your spirit upon me. I need you to move in my life. You know, let your light shine in me so that light can show other people that I work with. I believe God will do that. And 2 Kings 2 and 8, and I'm not going to read the scripture so you don't have to put it up, but it's talking about the mantle. You know, nowadays, and I'm almost through, but I'm reflecting this towards the youth group. But nowadays, youth, put it this way, we're the generation. It's time for us to stand up and claim what's ours. It's time to stop running and putting everything aside. The devil has came against this youth group. He's came against this church. He's came against the pastor. It's time to say enough is enough. I am sick and tired of you coming against our church, our organizations. He has broken up churches, divided homes, preachers that was on fire. Brother Enzi, heard him two or three years ago at HYC, one of his good friends that he grew up with, I think they went to Bible college together, was a minister, actually on fire for God, preaching powerful, anointed services, and now he won't even stand for the truth. He's turned his back on God. But I serve a God that's able and that's willing to reach down and say, you know what? No matter what happened in your lifetime, no matter what you came across or what you're going to go through, I'm going to be there for you. Youth, we have to stand up and take that mantle. We have to stand up and take that torch like they got over there at the Olympics, the torch they run with. We have to stand up and take that torch and claim what's ours. I'm tired of sitting back and seeing the devil come against our youth members, you know, turn them up in school and everything. You know, I'm tired of it. I'm ready to see an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in this town, in Athens, Texas. And I believe it will happen. And I want to leave y'all with this and everything. I'm sorry for being so long-winded. I'm sorry, Brother Warden, for taking up all your time. But I want to leave y'all with this. Make yourself available. There's a song that the youth always sing, and it's, I give myself away so you can use me. That's my prayer each and every day. Every time I wake up in the morning time, I say, okay, Lord, it's another day. What's next? You know, here, if you want to use me. I know you're going to use me in some kind of way. If it's the, you know, right with the kids or on the bus or, you know, just in the morning time they get on the bus down and out. If it's just to cheer them up, you know, good morning, you know, talk to him and everything. I mean, I know he'll use me, you know, and make sure you give yourself to God, and God will use you in a mighty way. I've never thought in my lifetime that I would actually be standing up here behind this pulpit preaching, but I made up in my mind that I'm going to give myself to God, and I'm going to let God have his way with me. So that's what I want to leave y'all with this morning.